Douglas, quite apart from the people, I mean, one of the great pieces of Arthur C. Clarke foresight was, of course, the electronic notebook that Ford Prefect has. How did that come about?
Well, it wasn't actually technological foresight. It was really, I mean, some sort of science fiction is specifically predictive. And you mentioned Arthur C. Clarke, and I guess he's the foremost example of predictive science fiction writing. I really didn't see myself as doing that. And the guide itself was purely a narrative device. I said that to begin with, you know, Ford, I needed an outside perspective, and I'd had the idea of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy just as a book, and that he would be a researcher for that. And I thought, well, if it's going to be a book, it's probably got to be slightly sort of higher tech than just something made out of wood pulp that you can flip through. So it had better be, I mean, I think calculators are just beginning to arrive at that time. So I thought, well, it's a bit like that. But it also, it performed a very useful narrative function. When I'm working forwards on a story, a lot of ideas tend to sort of come off the flywheel. And the guide itself began to be a very useful vehicle for dealing with those ideas that spin off the flywheel, that have at best a tangential, if we shall say, a tangential connection with the actual plot. So really, the whole, all the way through the radio series, really not much mention is made of what it looks like and how it functions. We then had to deal with that a little bit when we came to put it on television. And also when I wrote the book, I had to describe it a bit. And the description the circumstances more or less sort of forced me into giving of it, which was, you know, it's like a sort of large pocket calculator with a sort of window at the top and lots of buttons. I mean, it was, in fact, it was anything but prescient, because what I say is that you have to look up what you the subject you're interested in an index, and then enter that number on the keypad in the front, and it'll come up. So it really wasn't prescient. I mean, as I say, it was a narrative device that circumstances then forced me to flesh out in a way that there was no other way of doing it. And of course, what's happened now is, we do have devices like that, beginning to inhabit our world. Not quite as advanced as what I described, but they will be here very, very soon. And the interesting thing from my point of view is that, I originally created this as a fictional device. And in fact, my company, The Digital Village, is currently working to develop an actual thing, not as a piece of hardware, but as an online guide service. Very, very much based on elements of that original conception. So I guess there is a bit of sort of Arthur C. Clarke-ness here, because something that started as a fictional thing that I invented, I'm helping to sort of godfather the creation of the real thing in the real world many years later.